Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God. Hallelujah.
It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Amen. Good evening, everyone. Good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome to the Seasons of Purpose Queen Talk radio broadcast. Praise God. We thank God for the queens that have tuned in tonight, and we thank God for the brothers, hallelujah, our kings that have tuned in as well. This is an opportunity where we come together to talk about 21st century issues from a biblical perspective. Normally, it's 21st century women's issues from a biblical perspective, but tonight we have one that will join us in the hallelujah, praise God, presence of Dr. Justina Awani. She was with us last month, and she shared with us much valuable wisdom and insight regarding our health and healing. And as she talked about detoxing, praise God, last month, and that was so very beneficial, where she and I spoke, and after we spoke, she graciously told me that she would like to come back and share more of the health and healing series with our audience, as she brings forth the topic of the benefits of fasting. Well, we know that there are, according to the Word of God, biblical benefits of fasting, those which include, you know, fasting helps to strengthen our prayers, and fasting also helps help us to seek guidance from the Lord, and guidance and direction. And fasting from a biblical perspective, it helps for protection against the forces of the enemy. And there's just so many biblical principles that surround the command that God gives to fast as I shared earlier, to strengthen your prayers. And so with that, tonight, Sister Awani is going to talk with us regarding fasting, a health and healing perspective. But before we get started, we always like to go to the throne of grace in prayer. And so I'm going to ask, if you will, bow your heads with me as we petition the Lord this evening. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you that you are such a great and wonderful, such a mighty and awesome God. We thank you, Lord God, for your presence with us, Lord God, because you all, your word tells us that you come and inhabit the praises of your people. So we lift up your name. We magnify you. We adore you. We love you, Lord. And we thank you so much for loving us. Heavenly Father, I dedicate this program and this time to you this evening. Your word says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. And we know, Lord God, your word all say it so says that it is your will that none should perish. And so that we should get understanding and all of get knowledge, wisdom, understanding, praise the Lord. And so tonight we have come and join together to be able to share in the wisdom and the knowledge that Dr. Justina Awani will share with us regarding our health. Because your word also tells us that it is your will, Lord, that we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prosper. So, Lord God, we ask your blessings upon Dr. Awani this evening. We thank you, Lord God, for the wisdom and knowledge that you have given to her. We thank you, Lord God, for her coming forth to have the desire to share this wisdom with, Lord, with your people, Father God. And we just give you all the praise. I ask, Lord God, that you now anoint her afresh, Heavenly Father. And Lord God, everything that she pours out to others, we pray that you pour back into her 100 plus fold. And we give you all the praise, we give you all the honor, and we give you all the glory. And we ask these things in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Well, we're going to go ahead, audience, and get started with our program tonight. Dr. Justina Awani is no stranger to the Blog Talk Radio, nor to New Season Ministries. She is a fellow woman of God, and I thank God for her. You've heard me talk and mention her name, and her presence has been on the Blog Talk many times before. She is my naturopathic holistic doctor as well, and I thank God for all that she has done for me as well as for my family. And we just give God all the praise for her. So I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to ask Dr. Awani, if you will press 1 on your dial pad for me. Oh, I see you calling in. 6-4, thank you. Hallelujah, praise God. She will be joining us shortly. All right, amen. Well, praise God. As I was sharing, Dr. Awani, she also has a health business. And healing business along with herbal shop here in the Atlanta, Georgia area. So if you are in the Atlanta area, her location is in Tucker, Georgia, and we'll be able to get the specific street address for you before the broadcast. But she makes herbal juices and herbal supplements to be able to help people. And it is such a blessing to know that there are healthy alternatives that are available to us. As God says, that he put the plants and herbs here for the healing of the nations. So we thank God for her business. We thank God for her ministry. We thank God for her wisdom and insight. As we prepare, I'm going to go ahead and play by a song of praise again to usher in the presence of the Lord and give Dr. Awani an opportunity to sign in as well. I know that she is doing this in between work. I'm going to play a song of praise, and then the next voice that you will hear will be that of Dr. Justina Awani. Let's go to the praise and share in with Charles Jenkins as he tells us the awesomeness of his God and our God. Praise God.
Come on, everybody. Let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it. Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
That's it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on. Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Forever he'll reign.
Come on, you got it. My God is awesome.
My God.
Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Forever he'll
reign. One word, come on, everybody. My God. Somebody lift your voice.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, say it.
Awesome.
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 Say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's been good to you, testify.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice.
Awesome.
He's awesome.
Awesome.
Come on. My God.
My God.
Verse 2. Savior of the whole world.
Giver of salvation.
Giver of salvation. By his stripes, I'm healed. Yeah, my God is awesome.
My God is
listen,
awesome.
Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on,
awesome.
Where the Lord has brought you from.
Awesome.
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 Let's talk about why he's awesome. You say, he's mighty.
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 Awesome.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and celebrate.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say, he's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
Provider.
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 move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
Oh, my God is.
My God is awesome.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Amen, amen, amen. Our God, he is truly an awesome God. And I wanted to share, praise God, a bit of my testimony before I bring Dr. Awani on the line. We're friends, sisters in the Lord, praise God. And she is truly, we came about the knowledge of one another because she is an answer to my prayer. And how is she an answer to my prayer? Well, many of you know, around in 2018, I was diagnosed with multiple myeloma initially. That actually the diagnosis then turned into smoldering myeloma, praise God. And smoldering means not full-blown, in short. And myeloma is a blood cancer. Well, at the time of the diagnosis, you know, the enemy tries to come and heal with something like that. He'll, the first thing that comes, he'll try to bring on fear. But my husband and I began to pray. And when we began to pray, I asked God to send someone that was knowledgeable of his hospital, God's hospital. In other words, I was looking for someone to answer the call that where God says in Revelation that I put the plants and herbs here for the healing of the nations. And my thoughts were, Lord, if you put the plants and herbs here for the healing of the nations, then that means that everything, no matter what it may be, I believe, this is my belief, that God has a plant or an herb here to address whatever ill, whatever sickness, whatever disease that someone may have. And I said, Lord, please send someone that you have that is knowledgeable of your plants, your herbs, your methodology from a biblical perspective of how to address illness, specifically cancer in this case. Well, and then my second prayer was, and Lord, I do not want them from the United States. I don't want traditional U.S. medicine. I was looking for someone that I knew that God had placed that was outside of the realm of what would be traditionally done here in the United States, because I wanted to go to God's pharmacy and God's hospital, because the word of God tells us that Jesus Christ and Almighty God, they are the great physician. And so God answered that prayer. Hallelujah. He answered that prayer through one, Dr. Justina Awani. She is my friend. She is my naturopath. She is a woman of wisdom, a great wisdom regarding plants and herbs. And I'm going to bring her on. And I just want you all to know that I love her. God bless her. And throughout these last 3 years, I have seen my health improve because of the herbs and because of the juices and because of her knowledge and putting together. When I tell you she puts them together, she doesn't put them together just based upon her own knowledge. She talks with you. She prays with you. She speaks the voice and faith of the Holy Spirit and the Holy what you need. So she takes a tailor-made approach to your health. And who does that but by the power of God? So without further ado, I'm going to quit talking, hallelujah, and I'm going to bring on, praise God, this powerful woman of God for the hour, Dr. Justina Awani, founder and proprietor of Nature We Belong Natural Foods, praise God. Dr. Justina, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here on the line.
Amen. Praise God. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Queen Talk Radio blogcast. I share it with our listening audience that you will be speaking from the topic tonight of the benefits of fasting. And so, again, as I shared this, we want to go ahead and get started with the blogcast, and the mic is yours at this time. If you want to do a bit of an intro or introduction, or if you want us to go directly to the questions, just let me know how you'd like to proceed.
First of all, I want to say thank you so much for everything to all the women that are always here. Thank you for the ministry of being a true caregiver to those that belong to the house of God that you serve.
Amen. Praise God.
Thank you for everything.
Yes, ma'am.
Our time is running bad.
Thank
I
you.
Think we can go on because it's about 8:21. We want to make sure that we get something to take home tonight for the rest of our lives.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And thank you, and to God be all the glory. Let's dive into this. Sister Justina, we've heard the term fasting, but can you give a definition of just what is fasting?
Fasting, biblically, logically, scientifically, fasting is taking some time away from food to nurture your soul.
Mm.
In my practice, believe, fasting, I always define fasting as returning to your hot house to clean up.
Mm-hmm.
In fasting, once you return to your hot house and clean up, you are able to forgive somebody. When you return to your hot house in fasting, you forgive somebody. You get mental clarity. You are able to think of yourself. You are able to think of something positive that will build your body. In fact, returning to your house after cleaning your house, every organ in your body will need some rest from food for it to grow well and healthy. So fasting has so much to offer to the human body. When you want to grow healthy, get on fasting board.
Mm-hmm.
That helps you to understand yourself. It helps you to know who truly you are within your soul and in the presence of the living God.
Fasting
Amen. Is a medicine.
Mm.
Because if you've been eating 4 o'clock in the morning, you cannot get up 7 o'clock to eat. Before you eat at 4, it's still sitting there. So you need to give some hours, break away from food, from drinking everything. Let the food digest well so your body can grow healthy. You want to live
mm-hmm.
long? Fasting is a medicine. It's a free medicine. No, you don't pay for it. It's a free hospital. It's a free doctor. It's a free cardiologist. It's a free neurologist. It's a free cancer for doctor. It's a free everything for any illnesses that is
mm-hmm.
free medicine. That never
wow.
killed you.
Wow. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I love what you said at the beginning about fasting is taking the time away, a rest from food to nourish your soul. To nourish your soul. Oh, yes. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Talk with us, please, about the various types of fasting. What are some of the various types of fast?
There are tons of fasting, individually, collectively.
Okay.
If you are going through some problem, you know, life is it's nothing but problem, negative or positive. But especially when you are going through negative life struggles, the
mm-hmm.
best way you can go to find your answer is through fasting.
Mm-hmm.
If you read the book of Psalm from Psalm 1 to the 150th time. All King David did for him to survive through the walls and the attack by his children, even he said he went through fasting. So you can fast to get rid of negative spirit in and around your house. You can fast to get rid of negative spirit within your heart house. You can fast. Holistically, people with a low blood, sometimes we allow them to fast so the cellular system can reactivate itself to correct what is abnormal in the body. You can fast if you are doubt of something. You can fast to get clarity of that. Even your pregnant woman, you can fast. The Bible says, train the child in a way that when they grow old, they will not depart from it. You can one hour every day, a pregnant woman can fast to train that child on the inside that when they get out, they know that there is a way that you can survive through hardship.
Amen.
So there are many ways we fast. When you are in the holistic world, a really sick person, we get at least 21 day fast.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason we do that is for the organs to be at rest from work, rest.
Mm-hmm.
Fasting, you rest the organs. When you are fasting, the pancreatic system that metabolizes the food, it rests from metabolizing the food. The liver that also helps that pancreatic system, it also rests from work. Your brain, when you are fasting, it rests from work. Every part of your body is rest from work so that after 21 days, you become new brain, human being whole again. So fasting is very necessary in the life of every mankind, rich or poor or young. So you can fast for 30 minutes every day. And you can fast for 1 hour every day. However way you find your body fit to fast, you can fast to break down something that is unwanted to you.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Time frame you gave, and that was my next question regarding how long should one fast. We know that there are those in the Bible that fasted. The Word of God said Jesus eat for up to 40 days. How long on an average would you recommend someone to fast, or if it varies, then what does those variables, what are they contingent upon? How long should someone fast?
Fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, it was somebody that is born of the Spirit. Jesus did that.
Yes, absolutely.
But we came on. The Muslim people sell the fast for 40 days, but they start eating from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. all night food. that's a different fact. I don't know about that. But like I said earlier, fasting, it depends on you and your desire sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
If you desire and say, my body is able to not have nothing to do with food for 5 hours, yeah, you can do that. If you want to fast for 1 hour, 2 hours every day, you can do that. In fasting, we train our body to get used to something that is valuable, to long life and sickness free. So from 30 minutes or however hour you want to fast that your body can accept, yes, you can fast. The whole thing about fasting is just getting away from food.
Mm-hmm.
The soul needs clearing, saying what is going on around you in the world. And so when you leave food alone, the soul is spiritually filled 100%, and when that happens, the gate of heaven opens in your mind, and you begin to understand. This is where sometimes on the day of Pentecost, they didn't speak in tongues and all that. They fasted. And so fasting can open the gates of heaven for you to know really who you are, who God is. Everything about you in this world, through fasting, it can be revealed to you.
Amen. Amen.
Talk to me, Dr. Owani. Would you recommend that everyone from time to time fast? Also, too, if a woman is pregnant, how would that impact her ability to fast, as well as if you have someone that may be on medication that requires them to eat while they are taking or eat at the time they're taking the medication or take it with food? How would you recommend that person or those people would approach fasting?
That's what I said earlier. Even a pregnant woman can fast. The Bible says, "Turn on your side in a way that when he or she grow old, they will not depart from it."
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes we fast every day, but we don't know that we are fasting.
Mm-hmm.
Some morning you wake up, you don't feel like eating anything. You go for 2 or 3 hours before you begin to be hungry. So you've been fasting. So a pregnant woman can fast for 1 hour if she desires to do that. A pregnant woman can fast for 30 minutes if she desires to do that. In that fasting, she is preparing the minds of the child. Because whatever it is she's thinking about at this point of fasting time is exactly how the child is going to come out to be. Somebody on medication, yeah, you can fast too. You have to be taking the medication 10 a.m. in the morning with food. Or you work in the morning. So from the time you wake up to 10 a.m., you have not eaten anything. Yes, you've been fasting.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, yes, there's no limit to fasting. Again,
okay.
It's an individual thing. It's a desire that you say, you know what, I know I'm on medication, but I'm going to trust God enough. God is the one that created me. It is not medication that created me. I know he can give me the will, the power, the strength for me to skip food for hour or two before I can take the medication. If you make that proclamation to the living God, he's going to give you everything you ask for and do what you're supposed to do. And you get by to your medication. Yes. There are no limit to fasting. You make up your mind to do what you can do with God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Amen to that.
Last month you talked about detoxing. And so mm-hmm. Is there a connection between detoxing and fasting? And when I ask that question, sometimes as a pastor, I'll call for a fast with the membership of our church. I may say, okay, let's take time. We're going to pray and fast for this coming week between the hours of 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. Now, before that type of fast, would you recommend, or even if it's fasting for health reasons, would you recommend a detox before the group gets into the fast to help with additional cleansing, or no? Or what are your thoughts about that?
Fasting is the same as detoxing. Let me give you a history that what I did for a lady before.
Okay.
This lady, we used to work together, but her stomach was so big, and there were always runny nose problems. And one day I said, "What do you eat?" And she said, "Oh, I eat a lot of meat." And then she was always cold, anemic, and all of this ailment. So I said, "Okay, well, I'm gonna need you and myself to fast for 3 days. In just 3 days of fasting, I don't want you to eat anything, no meat, no flesh.
Mm-hmm.
You can eat beans. If you need protein, that's your, you eat beans, but nothing like a flesh. So we're going to fast for 3 days. Somebody who eats flesh every day, she's going to go for 3 days without any flesh in her mouth, and we did. And the third
mm-hmm.
day, we went to work, and the lady went to the bathroom. She sat there for 30 minutes. I was paying attention. but I didn't want anybody to know. The other minute, she sat there. And when she came out of the bathroom, the stomach went very flat. And she said, Justina, I don't know what happened to me. I said, what happened? She said, I was just sitting there, just going. I said, yes. That's what I was looking for. I wanted all that old meat to get out of your system so you can be well. And after that 3-day fast, there were no more runny nose. There were no more cold. Fasting, like I said earlier, it is a medication. It's a pre-medication. So then you wake up from sleep, you don't feel good. Break away from food for 2 to 3 hours and see what your body will tell you.
Wow.
Sometimes if you feel that you're having stomach pain and all that, then you don't understand, doctor can't tell you why it is. Break away from food 2-3 hours every day for 7 days and see what your body will tell you.
Mm-hmm.
If there is a blood issue that your blood is low all the time, break away from food for a couple of weeks and see what the nervous system is going to connect with the cellular system. What kind of connection the both of them will connect to build what is necessary for blood to be normal, to run normally in your body. Fasting is a detoxing. Once you break away from food for many hours, everything that is in your body that has been stuck in there, like I told you about it lately, is all going to get loose. Because why? You're not putting in anything. You just, whatever it is there, you just left it alone. And once you left it alone, you're not putting anything to continue to give it some energy to keep living inside of you. Fasting weakens those undigested old food. Once you get weaker, it comes out of your body, and your body gets to be a free, living, happy soul.
Yes. Yes. You know, fasting.
So fasting is another form of detoxing.
Okay. I understand. I understand. Fasting is another form of detoxing. You know, as I was saying, fasting is so important that God actually incorporated fasting into our day-to-day life automatically. The time that we are sleeping, we are actually breaking away from time. That should be time that, of course, eating. And so that is what that particular time period, that 6, 7, 8 hours per day, per night, God has called for the body to rest, to away from food, and to fast. And that's where the term breakfast came from. It is actually break fast, breaking the fast of the night before. So, see, God automatically as well, he incorporated fasting in just into the day-to-day lives of us as children, of us as humans. That's how important it is. That's how important it is. Now, one last question before I open the lines up, because I want to give an opportunity for those that have questions to ask. How is fasting, you talked about it to a certain extent, and you can elaborate even further. How is fasting beneficial to protect us from sickness and disease?
Okay, once again, fasting, we detox to get rid of some sicknesses and diseases in the body. So when we are fast, we are detoxing. Like I said, if you wake up with, you're not feeling good, the best medicine is fasting. Like you just said, break fast. Take away from food. Take away from food. If your body tells you 3 hours, take away from food for 3 hours and see how the body will respond to you. If the body is still not responsive for you to eat any food, keep going. So in a way that it helps you for sicknesses to even get out of your body. Like I told you about low blood, anemic, people with anemic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, home, we will make you to fast for at least 21 days so the body can adjust itself to respond to making the blood normal in your body. Even in the blood sugar cases, fasting, it will bring the blood sugar level down.
Mm-hmm.
Fasting is a medication. It's so beneficial when it comes to good health, when it comes to mental clarity, when it comes to good, even good heart. Heart disease, when you fast, just let the organs rest. Give it some rest.
Mm-hmm.
Once you give the organs some rest, you can live as long as you live because I fast every day. I fast for 2-3 hours every day. Sometimes if I'm busy, I even forget to eat. I say, oh, around 4, I say, oh, really? I have not eaten today. So fasting, it helps a lot. If you want more energy, leave the food alone. Let all the old food get out of the house. So once you clean the house, you get a good smell in there, right?
Yes.
That's what fasting do. When you fast, you use the bathroom, all the old food get your energy returned to normal. Oh, wow, where I get energy from? You get energy from the fasting because that you have not eaten anything. The organ has not been breaking down food. They have not been lifting all heavy load and all of this. There is no 50 pounds for the organ to lift for today. There are no 100 pounds. It has not been lifting. It's just been sitting down and resting and resting and resting. So after it rested for so long, it said, you know what? I need to get rid of all these old stuff. I need to clean this house so that I can get new brain energy. So fasting cleans the house for energy to be restored. Fasting is very beneficial in diseases. And fasting, if you just live your life on fasting, it's hard for disease to come closer to you.
I hear you. Mentally, body, mind, soul, and spirit is a benefit. Oh, yes, to the entire body. Well, praise God. Thank you for answering and addressing those questions. We're going to go ahead and open the lines up to give our audience an opportunity to pose questions to you as well. So if you have a question for Dr. Awani this evening regarding our topic, go ahead and press the number 1 on your keypad. Press the number 1 on your keypad, and I will go ahead and dispatch you into the studio. We're talking about tonight and the benefits of fasting. Praise God. Caller number 4294, Associate Pastor Gretchen Manley. Go right ahead, please.
Good evening, good evening. God bless you both. Bless you, Pastor. Bless
God
you,
bless
Dr. Imani. It's such a pleasure to talk to you again. Greetings from Lake Charles. I just want to say, I'll give a praise report. I had an opportunity to be in the presence of Dr. Imani last weekend and got some wonderful products from her. And, oh, my gosh, instantaneously you feel your body change. You feel your body energized. It's like you give your body something that it's been craving for so long. I experienced it in so much energy. I was having, you know, just feeling sluggish and, you know, just lackluster. But that green drink, a little bit of that every morning has been wonderful. So I want to tell everybody who's in the vicinity or who's in the sound of my voice, if you can get there or if you can order from her, please reach out to her if you're feeling tired like I was. You know, you think you're just getting old, but no, you're not old. You just need to give your body good food. That's what it is. We need to give our bodies the good food. And while doctor was talking, I was thinking of the scripture where Jesus said, you know, healing is the children's bread. That is where our healing is. We are giving the bread. He has been giving us the bread. It's on the table. It's on the table.
Yes.
But we don't sometimes reach out for it and get it.
Yes.
God is saying, I put the healing bread here on earth for you. And people like Dr. Jumani have put it out for us and are praying over us and taking care of us and Pastor Constant are putting the bread out there for us. And so I just want to just make a decree for everybody. Please go to the table and get the bread. It's there for us. It is God's prayer for us to be well and to be healed and to be strong. And thank you so much for the talk about the healing, the fasting. I love what you said, that the fasting is free medicine. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
That just brought a light on me, like, what? Free medicine? Yes. If anything is ailing you, anything is hurting you, anything is bothering, take a break. Let your body take a break. Stop what you're doing. Stop what you're doing. Stop what you're eating. Give your body a break and just let it rest and let it get rid of the toxins and whatever's bothering it. And like she said, later on, when you finish your fast, when you finish your rest, you will feel better. Your body will thank you. I know my body thanks me. Thank you, body. But I thank you so much for all that you're offering to people. Thank you for being a light in a dark world. Thank you, Pastor, for bringing this wonderful woman of God forward to help all women and men, if you're out there listening, too. It's for all bodies, all bodies.
Mm-hmm.
No particular sex. Just if you are in a body, this can help you. So I just wanted to say that. Just thank you so much. God bless you both. I'm going to continue to drink my green juices. And my sea moss, I'm loving it, just loving it. Thank you so much, and I yield back for anyone else who would like to make a comment. God bless you both.
Amen.
Thank you so much for everything.
Esther, that was wonderful. Amen. That green juice that Pastor Manley's talking about is wheatgrass juice, and that is some powerful juice. All of it takes, you know, there's that little thing that goes a little dabble, do you? Oh, it just a few little ounces. Oh, my goodness. I remember the first time that I drank some of it. And now, all wheatgrass, let me tell you now, juice is not the same. I will tell you that. The one that Dr. Awani shares with us and she produces and have, it is, from my understanding, grown, and she can shed a little bit more light on that if she would like, but it's something that is unique and kind of authentic to what she does. But I will tell you this, the first time as Associate Pastor Manley was talking, I too was feeling sluggish and just fatigued and just a lack of energy, and I drank that wheatgrass juice, 2 ounces as a matter of fact of it, and I had enough energy to clean my entire house that day. I can't remember that, and I called her and I said, do you have any more of that juice, because I need some of that. It just has a way of revitalizing your body all the way really from the cellular level. It is just that good. And so, yes, I understand, Associate Pastor Gretchen, what you were experiencing. I have experienced it too. Is there another tonight? This is your opportunity. Don't waste it. Get your questions answered. Press 1 on your dial pad. I know that there are women that are out there that deal with various types, even if you're just somewhat sluggish, if you just need more energy, if you know you're dealing with sicknesses or illnesses in your body, this is free information. Go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. Don't hold back. Let's get your questions answered. Get your questions answered. Or if you like to have a word of encouragement for this woman of God that's doing everything that she knows how to do to get the information out to the people so that they can be healthy. Thank you, caller. 7535. Go right ahead, please.
Yes, this is Jocelyn. I just would like to say, hi there. How are you, Pastor?
Amen.
God bless all of you all. Praise God and the listeners. God bless all the ladies or whoever out there. Thank God for each and every last one of you. I would like to thank God for you, Doctor. I have learned a lot just listening to you. Praise God. It's a blessing. I just thank you for the encouragement. Thank you for the talking about the fasting and all. It has really helped me a whole lot. And I thank God for you. Praise God. And all what you have, I have been listening and listening and take heed to it. Praise it has. And it's a blessing. And I just want to say thank you very much.
Amen.
You are very welcome. Thank you for coming on board.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Joycelyn. Amen for those words of appreciation, gratitude, and encouragement. Yes, you know, the Word of God tells us, as I said, that my people perish for a lack of knowledge. We and the enemy in this day and time, we're living in a time where sickness and disease is so prevalent. You know, the Word of God says the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And he is trying to do a good job. He's doing a good job. There is so much ill, especially in the African-American community, diabetes and kidney disease and heart disease and the list, the high blood pressure, the list just goes on and on. But hear me when I tell you that it does not have to be that way. When God says that he placed the herb and the plant here for the healing of the nations, his word is true. He does not lie. He's not, oh, my Lord, God's word is true, and he is faithful. And if you just learn, so begin, take the time to learn of the natural pathway, God's pharmacy, hello, God's pharmacy, his way of being able to address whatever type of ill that you may have. Now, I'm not going to tell you that it's going to be an overnight fix. It is not. I've been working myself with Dr. Awani. It's been over 3 years now. But guess what? Your body did not get in the condition that it is in overnight. It from years and years and years of possibly eating the wrong items or too much meat or all kinds of different toxins and substances that cause toxins and inflammation in your system. But again, it does not have to be that way. There is an alternative, and there are also alternatives to many of the harmful type of pharmaceutical drugs. I know I would get somebody to call me and try to weigh upon me because of making that comment. But I will tell you that there are pharmaceutical substances that are out there that cause more harm than good. And so you need to know that there is an alternative. God put it out there so that you can be healthy, praise God. Dr. Awani, I'm trying to see. I don't see any more questions. We have right at about 6 more minutes left in the broadcast. I just want to, again, to share with you thank you and the gratitude and the appreciation that I will continue to thank God for you. Thank you for the ministry of your health, your holistic health and healing, and trying to do everything that you know how to do to help the people, help God's people and the people of this world have better health. We thank God for you, and thank God for you being with us tonight and answering our questions. God bless you. And will you give your address, please, for Nature We Belong and Tucker, Georgia, should someone be in the area and want to come by to partake in your business? What is your address, please?
We are at 330
Lawrenceville Highway, Tucker, Georgia, 30084.
Amen. Amen. Could you repeat that one more time, please?
330 Lawrenceville Highway,
Talker, Georgia, 30084, and we are at Suite A3, Nature We Belong.
Amen. Is there a phone number that you would like to give for your business if someone wanted to contact you by phone?
You can reach out at 770-771-4633, 770-771-4633, or
770-82-6473, 770-82-6473. Amen. Amen. All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Awani. We appreciate you. We thank God for you. And always, before we close out the broadcast, we like to give the opportunity, if there is anyone on this line that doesn't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their life, would you give your life to the Lord? Would you strongly consider making that decision tonight? Romans 10:9-10 just tells us that to confess with your heart and confess with your mouth and believe in your heart upon the Lord Jesus, then you should be saved. It takes just a simple prayer of saying, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I know that you are the child of the you are the son of the living God. I ask you to come into my life, forgive me of my sins, and take charge of my life for the rest of my life. And if you prayed but that simple prayer, praise God, we welcome you, welcome you, welcome you into the body of Christ. My sisters, praise God, and the brothers that are on the line as well, go forth this week and have an awesome week in the Lord. We pray that this information has been a blessing to you, and we thank God for you, and we give God all the praise, honor, and glory. Have an awesome week, and we love you. Good night.
Highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Went down into the deepest valley, looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea, couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, no, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. You are he who carried out redemption's plan.
Just all over, couldn't find body great, body greater Jesus, nobody greater than you. Search all over,
search all over,
couldn't find no,
couldn't find nobody. High and low, still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody great, body great,
nobody greater than you.
Come on, lift those hands for real in here. Come on. Nobody greater, nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater, no,
nobody greater than you.
Now lift those hands, singers, and let's just give them the glory. Nobody greater,
nobody greater,
couldn't find nobody,
nobody greater,
nobody greater than you,
nobody greater than you.
I dare you lift your hand and say that with us tonight. Come on, nobody greater,
nobody greater.
Nobody greater.